Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In July 1914, the world was plunged into a war a month after the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria. That war lasted until 1918. As a British colony, which used most of its arable land in the cultivation of sugarcane for the export of sugar and molasses, the war had significant implications for Barbados. Thus, on this day, 30th of May 1916, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter newspaper published an article entitled "The Agricultural Society and the Problem of Food." With a population of over 176,000 at the start of the war, food security was high on the agenda as enemy maritime activity had reduced imports of basic foodstuffs such as rice, flour, codfish, and other commodities. Amidst fears of hunger and starvation, the members of the Barbados Agricultural Society met in their monthly meeting to discuss and consider the question of adequate food supplies for the community. Earlier, Governor Sir Leslie Probyn had submitted a memo to the House of Assembly in May 1916 urging prompt action. The members of the Barbados Agricultural Society felt that the best way of tackling the problem was to appoint a committee to cooperate with a committee of the Chamber of Commerce. In the eyes of the society, the main and most vital question that should be addressed needed to be the adequate supply of sugar and other foodstuffs at prices within the reach of the working or wage-earning classes. In the case of sugar, the society lamented, and I quote, "Who is so dull and stupid as not to realize, although this is a sugar-producing country, that the price of foodstuff in the later months of the year will become prohibitive to all but the well-to-do unless the government intervene to ensure the retention in the island of an adequate supply." The society noted that the House of Assembly made a counter proposition to the executive in respect to the question of sugar supply. However, they were unconvinced that the executive would have adopted the view of the House. Additionally, arising from the society's meeting was the planters' willingness to see that the supply of sweet potatoes was fully maintained. However, the meeting also revealed that such determination could easily be undermined by the failure of the agricultural laborers to cooperate. It was the hope of the society that harmonious action between the planters and the laborers could be attained for the collective welfare of the nation. In the end, the increased cultivation of sweet potatoes, cassava, and reliance on the breadfruit eased the wartime problem of food shortages and high prices in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.